things that I'd want to say from what you said. The first one, yes, we can pull ourselves together to create the future for the next generation, because that's what civic societies do. Societies that are classified as civil, they do that. They prepare the way for the next generation through educational programs, through reforms, through orientations, through institutions. That is a no-brainer. You hinted on the fact that, you know, maybe it's they don't have leaders to look up to, but I would want to say that it's more of a societal problem back home, because a majority of us here, we actually had good parenting. We went to school, so we have our fathers to look up to. We have some uncles that we can look up to. No matter what the situation is, you would caveat it and say, I want to be like that, my uncle. I want to be like my dad. You know, I want to be like XYZ. Now, what we have now is a societal problem where society does not standardize the need to want to carve out your own niche and be something different. So if you look at a guy in Nigeria, there's always some, they want to be like a criminal, or they want to be like a politician, or they want to be like something. You know, this is what Princeton highlighted before, that entrepreneurship is not being embedded into the society where a boy can or a girl can wake up and think that I want to be something different. And then there's an opportunity. Society actually presents that opportunity for them to be it. So my point is that society is what we should strive to start creating. You know, the society where the young people are given the opportunity to decide what they want to be, as long as it's the right path. And then that same society and the aligning government would support that individual. I think that's that's my 2 pence in that one. Right, like you're doing on Wednesdays now, that is the societal change, because people will see you and say, what is this guy doing? Before you know it, the next person is doing it, then you create that butterfly effect where, you know, oh, in Abuja, there's something called, I'm hoping you're in Abuja, there's something called White Wednesday. Before you know it, they're doing it in Lokoja, they're doing it in Kaduna. You see, that ripple effect filters into the society, and then the young people, they're not necessarily looking at the leadership from that point of view. They're looking at their society giving them an opportunity to be peaceful, to be friendly, to be aligned with good values. And that's the difference here, as opposed to just getting it towards a leadership problem. Leadership has failed Nigeria constantly. I don't even think we've ever had a leader that, you know, that can actually profess good faith. We can say rulers and that, you know, but as a society, the society has not completely failed. But it's the point is we can do more individually to ensure that societal bridge is closed, that gap is bridged. But what you guys are doing personally, what we are trying to do here, offline and online, is going to bring a society bridge at the end of the day, regardless of what it is. But those are the things we need to kind of, I'm sure you're saying that we need to do more individually so that it becomes a societal thing and these people can see a vision. Because rightfully, nobody's going to say, hey, look, well, here's a business, go and start, except it's your family and all that. No society will do that. But when a young person is growing within a society and society gives them options, it increases their value, it increases their self-esteem. I work with kids. I've been working with kids for 10 years, and that 10 years, it's on a vocational basis. It's not like I get paid for it. It's all I volunteer to do. I do that through coaching, through football. And so there's some kids I've seen from 10 years old. I've actually seen how them just playing football on a weekly basis has actually given them leadership skills. It has given them negotiation skills. It has given them skills to understand values within a team and then scale that within a society. I've seen them go. But then I've seen the ones who dropped out of regular football go into other things that might not be too pleasant. So once there's a structure, a societal structure, and a kid aligns with it, more than likely, they can give themselves levels of entrepreneurship. One of those kids I'm talking about now is a referee now. He started being a referee and playing football. Now he gets paid as being a referee. You know, he didn't go to school to learn it. It's just the society that brought that opportunity for him. And so I think that's where we're kind of going in terms of future. And now, for the thriving Nigerian youth, we can't start looking at ways where society changes that we are making individually is impacting them, and then we highlight it for their benefit. Maybe that's the difference. Because if you're saying, for instance, this, like White Wednesday, for instance, if you channel it to kids, kids are watching you. If you explain it to kids that, wow, this is just to show that we have peace in our flag, the kid, in his mindset, he's thinking he's living in a peaceful society, and that can guide him through. I hope that makes sense.